The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes reading from the scriptures day in and day out, we see this trajectory. It's like, yeah, if only more people could encounter Jesus and what he's teaching us, then how much better a place the world will be. And I think this gospel passage lays waste to the idea that the work of Jesus, the work of God building up his kingdom in and through Jesus, is any kind of, say, steady progression. And if we just pull the right levers, then we're going to get the right outcome on the other side. And we see rather that the work of God and the spreading of the proclamation of Jesus as King and Savior of all progresses through faith on the part of those who either receive or reject the message, those who receive the message. And yet we see that rejection is quite possible, even here in the life of Jesus. You know, we might have that rather fanciful thought, if only I were around at the time of Jesus, how much easier that would have been for me to know him, to love him, to follow him, to serve him. I think not. Here, right, in this gospel passage, we see it. I think not. But what we see, again, is here the lack of faith of the people who will not receive him, and so mighty works cannot be performed by Jesus because of their lack of entrusting themselves to him, their lack of believing in his authority and power. And in our lives, then, we have to go back and ask whether or not we are entrusting ourselves to Jesus. Are we giving over our hearts and our lives to Jesus? Just after we've heard those parables, right? Those many parables talking about the kingdom of God, now we have this. And again, it turns on the fact of not, say, revealed knowledge and, okay, yeah, we understand, now we have to apply. No, it turns on the fact of faith. It doesn't have to be this great faith, remember? Faith like a mustard seed. It's not big faith that's going to save us. Why? Because that's on you. That's your pride. That's your effort and all the rest. It's not that. It's little faith in a big God. It's little faith in a powerful God. He can do all things, right? He gives us from the waters of our baptism. He called us to a life of infinite purpose, right? To eternal purpose. He called us to follow him, right? He called us to follow Jesus and to bring about his works through faith, through our fidelity, through our loving and trusting and following him in every aspect of our lives. From the waters of our baptism, he's crafted our life, and it's ours to be faithful to that call day in and day out as we follow him. Not only then through the waters of baptism from death to life, but all the days of our life in this age and then in the age to come.